It's time for a bit of film chat. We were lucky enough to have a chat with some documentary makers earlier this afternoon, weren't we, Katie?
Yeah, so Kate and Mick are the directors of Kangaroo, A Love-Hate Story, which is a documentary that they've made over the last few years about kangaroo culling across Australia.
I was shocked. The kangaroo is considered in Australia a pest. I thought it was like the American bald eagle, you know, a national symbol.
Millions of kangaroos build up over the past few years to plague proportions.
Our sheep and cattle are competing directly with kangaroos for that pasture. At the moment, they are a pest.
And we were indeed fortunate enough to have a chat with the directors earlier this afternoon. So can you tell us a little bit, what's kind of the subject matter of this documentary?
Well, the film is called Kangaroo, A Love-Hate Story, and what we were interested in as Australians is kind of looking at that kind of unusual relationship Australians have with kangaroos. On the one hand, we celebrate them and we put their icon on every possible company and sports team and logo. And on the other hand, we seem to hate them and want to get rid of them off landscapes right across the country. And as filmmakers, we were like, boy, that's a really unusual story, that sort of huge dichotomy in our relationship with kangaroos. And basically, that's how we started, and we thought that would make an interesting story.
How has this unusual relationship we have with kangaroos evolved over time?
Yeah, well, that's the question that we had to try and answer. And I think we put that in the film. We had to research where this sort of mixed connection that we have with the kangaroo, and we went all the way back to white settlement, because basically, you know, in our travels when we were interviewing people across the country, we were really shocked as Australians how maligned they are, how much hatred there is in the bush. So we went back to white settlement. We found, you know, some early writings, and basically, yeah, when the first Europeans came to Australia, the wildlife was always considered something to be gotten rid of. There wasn't this understanding of, oh, perhaps we could live with it, perhaps we could coexist with it. It was, no, we need to get rid of it. It's going to compete with our European farming techniques. Mm. And as a result, that's been passed down from generation to generation.
From making this film, did you guys discover, or can you just run us through the current legalities around the culling of kangaroos?
Well, look, basically what's happened is that what started out as a cull is now a full-blown commercial industry. And I think that's something that shocked us as well. We didn't quite realise that what started out as a management thing has now become an industry where the animals are sought by professional shooters who go out at night and take the animal, and then the animal parts are then sold to international markets, Europe and America being the biggest.
They've previously done culling of both boars and rabbits in Australia. If the population of kangaroos is getting so large, is it really, and this is not my opinion, just throwing it out there, just I know some people would be thinking it, is it really that bad of a thing to do to be reducing their population?
Yeah, so another thing that we had to unpack is we had to unpack the methodology used for counting kangaroos, because, yeah, that's the justification for the treatment of them. And what we did was we unpacked how they count the kangaroos. And look, people are going to have to watch the film, because we really went to a great lot of detail into the methodology used. And what we found was that the methodology is flawed, and we have international scientists telling us how flawed the methodology is. In fact, quite the opposite now. You only have to Google kangaroo populations in the drought, and you'll see that kangaroo populations in some parts of Australia are crashing. So it's really interesting that there is this one side of the argument. And in the film, we really do try and unpack both sides of the argument. And the other thing to point out is that these are native wildlife. They're not introduced species like you mentioned the rabbit. This is an animal that's evolved to cope with the landscape of Australia, and they've been here a lot longer than humans. And so we discovered all these really interesting facts about the kangaroo.
You talked earlier about how this kind of notion of the kangaroo as a pest is something that's evolved alongside the development of European styles of agriculture in Australia. What did you learn about indigenous management of kangaroo populations before white settlement?
There's a bit of writing now about that. We interviewed a guy in Canberra who's done quite a lot of research into indigenous farming practices, and they did have methods where they were, moved around, didn't kill in certain areas, and they planted in different and left places empty. Sort of, I guess, what we would call now a sustainable sort of plan. Nowadays, the Indigenous connection with kangaroos is so varied, of course, across this whole country. And we interviewed different people about the connection and, you know, quite a lot of the sort of relationships we developed with Indigenous people around kangaroos was that it was a really sacred animal for many people still.
Sounds like a fascinating documentary, and I understand you'll be screening it here at AFTERS in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, I think it's part of the AusDoc series. I think it's on the 19th of September. And look, we've spent the last 5 years making the film, and we're very, very proud of what we've managed to put into the story. It certainly hasn't been talked about on a level that the film talks about the issue. And we really are urging people to see it.
That was directors Kate Clare and Mick McIntyre talking about their new documentary, Kangaroo, A Love-Hate Story. That'll be screening, as they said, on Wednesday, the 19th of September, right here in the AFTERS Theatre at 130 Bent Street in the EQ, right here in Moore Park. Get here at 6 p.m. for a 6:30 start. You'll be able to meet the directors and have a chat afterwards about the making of this very interesting documentary.